practice yesterday. He likes having guys that have something to prove. Do you feel you have something to prove still in this league?
For sure. I think I told the coach my back against the wall. You know, my career haven't been what I projected to be. And it's a great opportunity for me to come here, play hard, catch a ton of balls, compete at the highest level, and win games, and fight to stay healthy. That's been the knock on my career, to stay on the field. And I think this is the best place to stay healthy and stay on the field and catch a lot of balls.
Why do you think this is the best place to stay healthy? Like, what about here could be a difference in that?
I just think the staff, the organization is ran well, and the guys I'm surrounded around, Aaron Jones, Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, a lot of other moving parts on this team. And I just got to come in and take care of my body, play hard, take coaching, and be a vet, a leader in the room, and just do whatever in my might and power to stay on the field. Because when I'm on the field, I can ball, I can catch balls, I can score, and I'm a dominant player. But the key is staying on the field.
Sammy, you said you didn't think your career is turning out like you thought, but outside of injuries, after those first 2 years in Buffalo, what do you think happened?
Things happen. I can't stop injuries. What I can try to do is prevent them. And I think my career has been pretty good. Got a Super Bowl, but I'm here trying to revive my career and play at the highest level and be the best I can.
Sammy, what are your impressions of Matt's passing system and how you think you fit into that?
I just kind of look at what Devontae Adams, this offense, Aaron doing, and just seeing how can I fit into it, how can I play hard, how can I play my best ball, and just doing whatever I can to my mic to help this team. That's what I'm going to do.
Sammy, were there other teams interested? And if so, was it a hard decision, or was it just, hey, this is definitely the place you needed to be?
I think this is probably one of the best situations I've probably ever been in my career, to come play with one of the best quarterbacks in the league, one of the best coaches, one of the best organizations, been probably the winningest organization in the league. And to get this opportunity, really a blessing, because I did nothing last year. I was hurt. And to get a call from Matt and this organization kind of revived me, and hopefully I can have a healthy season and play hard and, win a ton of games.
Why do you feel your back is against, you said you're back against the wall. Why did you kind of have that?
Just injuries. That's kind of the thing that's been the injury bug have been prone to me. And, last year I got hurt again, and I'm sitting on the couch like, man, I'm going to be out of job. And to get that call is like, man, I got another opportunity, another chance to come in and play hard and stay healthy and hopefully play for another 3 or 4 years or 5 or 6 years, whatever that is.
So you were
worried
about having
to. For sure. I mean, after injury, you kind of get worried on what is my destiny, what team is going to pick me up. And to get this opportunity, once I said, is like a blessing for me. I've been learning. That's kind of the biggest thing. I'm a powerful, strong, speed guy, and I got to do just about everything in my might to stay activated and stay on top of my body.
What do you do different now that maybe haven't done in the past?
A ton of stretching, a ton of things that get in the cold tub. Just really trying to do everything I possibly can. This is my ninth year. This league is hard to stay in, and I'm trying to do whatever I can to prolong my career, at least 3, 4, 5, whatever that age I can squeeze out. I think that was one of the biggest things. I knew that he was great for me in the Rams when my transition there, and got Coach Rabel, the wide receiver coach who I had in Buffalo, coach me hard, and really just bring me back to the kid I was back in Buffalo, and playing hard, playing physical, loving the game. And I think that's what this year is about.
It's the first time you talked to Rodgers. You said he FaceTimed you when you signed the contract. Was that the first time, or did he reach out a little bit before that?
That was the first time. And one thing he said, like, hey, did you sign the contract yet? So I had to, the next day, run over here and sign the contract and get it done. But I just can't wait for this opportunity and come out here and play hard. Like I said, arguably one of the best teams, if you look at the depth chart, best coaches, best organization, and I can't wait to get started.
Were you surprised when your phone rings and it's him on the other side?
For sure. Like I said, I'm thinking, like, man, I'm on the couch getting fat, 220 pounds. Like, man, am I going to ever get that call? And then to get the call, it's definitely changed my whole outlook on, coming to this season and how I want to play. And I just can't wait to get started.